Welcome back. You're listening to Horizons on Radio Kerry, and I'm in conversation with the wonderful Frances Kende. What are the things that bring you down, Frances?
Oh, a lot of things get me down. 3 o'clock in the morning when you're out open to press, what drug can I take for pain here? In the morning, then it's a different world again and you're fine. But no, it's very easy to let pain get you down. Very easy in the wide earthly world. I suppose we grew up with the thing. Suck it up and get on with it. And like, I know if you told somebody that today, they'd be uproar. How dare you? But in all honesty, there's an awful lot of things in this world that you can't do much. You have to live with it. So what can you do? You can't lie down and die. You have to get up and live. And then you see, tomorrow's a better day. And you know, the sun is shining. Come on out. I was over in Manor one day. Patsy was in the hospital. And I had to come to collect him again, and I knew I was not fit to drive back again to Tralee. So I said I'd wait around. I just went into Manor, and oh, the bones were right bad the same day. And I was walking down. I was hardly able to walk. I said, I'd go in for a coffee now. And I met somebody I knew, and I saw him coming, and I said, oh God, they can't see me like this. And I tried to straighten myself up, and they came in for a coffee. Well, do you know, by the time I was able to go out the door, no bother.
They distracted you.
They distracted me. Mind over matter. I was a new woman going out the door. People get very down, and like, they have reason to get down. But you can't let it suck you under. Tomorrow's another day.
You know, around pain, because there are a lot of people listening to this programme that'll be in pain and various levels of pain ongoing and coming in waves. Do you have a bag of tricks around the pain and how you deal with it when you have a very bad day?
Look, I love the garden. I love going out, and I don't mind seeing weeds and nonines growing. I've no bother with that because I can't be known to pick them up. Just to be out there.
The air. The fresh air.
Fresh air. Just getting out. Just put on a bit of music, you know, distract yourselves, you know.
However you can.
Well, however you can, you know. Talk to somebody. It's great. Just talk to somebody. You feel better. And I've a sister now who's very sick this year, and we went up to see her, and she was inside in bed, and she looked so, so badly when she got out. And by God, an hour after, she looked way better after the conversation. If you can bring yourself at all to even talk to somebody, it makes an awful difference.
Yeah, if at all, you can get distracted and pull yourself out of it. I know at times it'll be too bad for that to happen.
This is the thing, this is it. Some people suffer a terror, and it is really mind over matter. How can you keep yourself above the water? Because if you dip in at all, the water will carry you in there. You have to kind of focus on music or on something or on, I don't know. I don't know how people keep going, but I know in my own world anyway, I try to see the bright side, something bright in every day. And that's about as much as I can do.
What is on your agenda now? You're 60, you're retired.
What's on the bucket list to go to every session that I possibly can?
I think you always did that.
To enjoy life to the best of my ability. And I'm telling you, by the time I'm 6 foot under, there won't be a part of me left. I'll be all worn out.
So you'll be on the go.
On the go. I love the garden. I just love setting flowers. I just love being out there, even the soft rain falling, as long as it didn't thunder rain. Oh my God, we've seen enough rain this year. And I love writing a few bits now. I joined a writers group in Listowel.
Brilliant.
Going to every place and any place and enjoying life.
You told me that when you started out, you just wanted your job to earn enough money to go to America. Are you happy to stay put now?
I love Ireland. I love the sessions you go to in Ireland. Any small village in Ireland, it doesn't matter where you go. The humour, the songs, the turn of phrase. But did some fella say to me the other night, well, do you know, Frances, do you know what I'm going to tell you now? If common sense was allowed, there wouldn't be enough to graze a frying pan. You know, like, and that's totally off the cuff. You don't hear that in Ireland. I love travelling. But I think I've seen kind of what I want to see now.
Did you ever make a CD? Have you any CDs?
Oh, 100 years ago. 100 years ago. But, I did the song for Kerry Parents and Friends there during lockdown. Just one song by Fionnuala Maxwell. We are all related.
You like the live performance?
I do. Oh, there's nothing can beat a live performance when you look at people looking back at you and you they're laughing and you have them in the palm of your hand, you know. I like some fella said to me one night, that's all right, no. But tis when you can get him to cry. Oh. Didn't you have him in the bed? I said, holy God, why the hell would anybody want to make somebody cry? But you know, you go to things there and every song is more gabronic than the next. Like somebody says to me, and do you ever do is, do you ever sing a proper song? But like if you were after about 20, really they died for Ireland. They immigrated, they died. They died of starvation.
Absolute
starvation.
They died
of loneliness. Like,
the spuds went black.
Oh my God, everything was worse than the next. You definitely want just want something upbeat in, you know.
So you always like giving people a bit of a laugh.
A laugh, a laugh, a laugh. I enjoy it myself. Like I brighten myself up by it. And there are a few sad songs that I would sing. Nicholas Brosnan wrote a beautiful one there about Tom Plainbawn, the famine graveyard in Listowel. And it's beautiful. And like I lived in the hospital grounds for years. So when I might be digging in the garden and I found a few clay pipes and you think about the people that lived there and what they had to go through. So like dim songs would be, they'd hold something special for you, you know, this, you know, in lacquer and litter, in leet and the smile. They left blighted haggards, an exhausted sigh, some bargain safe passage, their futures in pawn, and the rest found a workhouse and town Pauline Bone. Sweet as the berry, as cruel as its thorn, life's struggle commences the moment we're born. And as sure as the lark sings in Lyra Crumpon, the banshee will answer from town Pauline Bone.
Beautiful. Frances Kennedy, thank you very much for chatting to me, for saying poems and for singing songs this morning, and for giving everybody a good time, a bit of a laugh and a bit of enjoyment. So God bless the work. I hope it continues.
Thank you very much, Mary. If this were turning 60, oh my God, just roll on downhill. I'm coming to meet you live.
Thank you for joining me, Mary Fagan, in conversation with Frances Kennedy this morning on Horizons. My special guest next week is Deacon Connor Bradley. Just a thought for the coming week is from David Buttimer. Till this time, next Sunday morning, have a very good week.